Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on USA.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the show where you heard us. Now, do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Faith Life Journey. Yes, that is correct. A journey, and for many there are things they face which interact with the faith of a person. Also, Nations Drunk on Wine of the Harlot. Why do the heathens rage? Having knowledge, they cannot come to the knowledge of the truth. There is a way, a truth, and true life to find. And also, Son of God, Kingdom Served. Son of God, Kingdom Served, and coming soon. Today, the kingdoms of earth are shaken. The Son of God suffered without the camp on Golgotha. Today, the same Son of God reigns. And for the latest post on warn-usa.com, we have Christian Faith Persecution Classic Warn Radio. Christian faith, the battle is worldwide, and the hearts of people is where it is fought. The locale can be the Congo, India, Pakistan, the UK, the USA, or China, just among others. And be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com where you can sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and also visit our Christian bookshop, Christian books and resource shop, where we feature books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We are in September.
Already. And, the eighth day.
Yeah. And this is Rosh Hashanah.
Happy New Year. That was yesterday.
Yeah, well.
But still, Happy New Year.
Well, it is, because if you look at the Jewish thing, it's a little more extensive, because this actually begins the holy days, the 10 holy days, 11 holy days, I forgot how many it was, but till the Day of Atonement. And so for the Jews, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, means a beginning. And so they seek God to have a blessed year and a prosperous year. And okay.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Well, you know, I'm starting off with one. We had the show, and I always see this. But this is coming out of Nigeria.
It's gut-wrenching. It's horrifying.
Morning Star News carried this. And actually, it was International Christian Concern quoting Morning Star News. Because Morning Star News has a lot of their own sources as well. Nigeria, August 15th and the 25th. There were 40 Christians killed in several attacks. And it was around Jos, Nigeria. On the night of the 25th, 16 Christians were killed with machetes and guns, while an additional 17 were burned to death. After the Fulani, they suspect it was the Fulani, set their homes on fire. And what they burned was a bunch of kids, except for a couple of them. Well, let's see, you had a 5-year-old girl there, an 8-year-old girl, a 13-year-old girl, a 90-year-old, a 56, 50, 37, 20, a 9-year-old boy, 13-year-old boy, 16-year-old boy, 17, 2 17, 3 17-year-old boys, and an older boy, 18, and another guy, 75.
And a 4-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That's horrifying what they did to them.
Well, you know, they come in the middle of the night. They come and they have, you know, the ones that they're attacking, you know, they're not murderers. And so they end up getting murdered.
These people that do this are cowards.
They are. And 7 other Christians were killed in the area, including 3 university students. And one guy tweeted or told the Morning Star, "They killed my niece while she was coming back from church. Let her blood speak."
That's
"She is
right.
Indeed a martyr," said another one. "Our loss, but heaven's gain. Jesus remains Lord."
Amen.
My heart goes out to
these
people.
Oh, me too.
And I pray that the Lord would comfort them. And, you know, when you look at Christianity in America, first of all, if the church was really reaching this country, would we be so divided and hateful? Where we have the Black Lives Matter, we have Antifa, we have socialism taking over. I mean, we have a lot of things going on here. And it's just flat wicked. We're proud of our abortion. And, of course, Texas managed to get their abortion thing going. But, you know, they're going to refile. They'll be before the Supreme Court. And they're going to try to get this undone. It wouldn't surprise me if they block that particular thing, because this country is damnable in its determination to kill babies.
It is. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and the blood of the babies cries out. That is blood guilt, just like this blood right here. And I'm telling you that blood guilt will be rewarded for it. I mean, it's going to get paid. There's a cost. And the Lord will recompense, and he will require the blood for those that's been spilled. And now that's the law. The only way to overcome the curse of that is the one that shed the blood, his blood is shed. That's the law.
That's right.
If it's cold blood. This is just absolutely sickening. So that was persecution.org or International Christian Concern who quoted an article, news from Morningstar. And, of course, everybody knows about the Afghanistan thing. And I wanted to make notes of this tower. You know, we've been doing shows for a long time. And we don't cover as, you know, a lot of the stuff that we used to cover. We're pretty focused in our studies of the Bible that we have. We're focused with what we're talking about on Wednesdays, which is the persecuted church. But this has to do with President Erdogan having diplomatic talks with the Taliban.
Oh, dear Lord.
It lasted 3.5 hours. And see, the Taliban want Turkey to help run the Kabul airport. That's because the Taliban don't have anybody that knows how to do it. And then meanwhile, in other news, China is looking at taking over the Bagram air base, which is what many of us expected to happen. So what you have is the Taliban, who are going to have a legitimate way to crack down on their people, because both China and Turkey crack down on Christians, both of them. So if the Taliban decide to crack down on Christians, they're not going to have a word said from those two. So Afghanistan and Turkey, you know, that's not a good combination in our world. And then you've got
No,
Iran.
It's not.
You know, you have Iran in the middle of this. And of course, the International Christian Concern made note of Turkey's growing military role in the Middle East. We talked about it a long time ago. And anybody that's watching the Middle East knows what Erdogan does. In matter of fact, when ISIS was going through there was one group that fought ISIS. That was the Kurds, another version of the Kurds. There's some Kurds in Turkey. And there's some Kurds over in northern Iraq. And, of course, Turkey does not like the Kurds, and they were waiting for ISIS to wipe the Kurds out. But guess what? The Kurds won.
I'm glad. I remember.
Well, the thing of it is, the Taliban wants Turkey's help because their entire infrastructure has collapsed. And they want to rebuild Afghanistan. Now, Turkey to have hands-on in that country would do it, and so would China.
Right.
Because this means that America has pulled out like fools. And, I mean, Biden left the frickin' air base there. And, you know, I mean, I remember when they built all this stuff. I'm like, what are you building that stuff over there for? And, you know, many years ago when they started talking about it, we were covering this from the beginning, and it's just ridiculous. So now, you know, China's going to get all of the military hardware. China's is the only one with scientists that really know how to break it down. Turkey, I suppose, have them, but China is expert as taking things apart and learning how it works. And so all of our important defense tools. Trump tweeted today, he says, I rebuilt the military and Biden gave it to the Taliban.
Yeah.
Which is what he did. And Biden and, you know, even Psaki, you know, the whole group up there, if they get questions that they can't answer, they just walk out of the room. They don't even say goodbye. They just leave.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, it's rude. It's
childish.
Stupid. Childish, but it's what they do. You know, they won't face up to what they've done.
And they won't research to be able to stand strong because they...
Now, see, in the same thing, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom recommended Turkey for the State Department's special watch list. But, see, this is not the State Department, you know, of previous administrations like Trump. These are the guys that have no clue what to do up there. No clue whatsoever. And the guy that's supposed to be in charge of some of the major things in the State Department was talking about, yep, the Taliban have got six of our jets over there, six of commercial carrier, airline carriers from people over there, and they won't release them. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, maybe we'll send them some extra bubblegum wrappers. Maybe they'll let them go, you know? I mean, it's just like, that's it, you know? They're keeping them. That's right, they're keeping them. Well, what are you going to do about it? He didn't even, you know.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything about it.
These people are just absolute, well, it's what we expected, you know.
It's too bad.
And the reason we expected it is because we knew that Biden was a signal, a prophetic sign. And, you know, America, you need to wake up and you need to repent. If you want your country back, you're going to have to repent and get up and stand up. Otherwise, you ain't going to have an America.
That's right.
And then, of course, when you talk about China, you know, and China will stop at nothing. You know, today, or maybe yesterday, China was requiring all Christians in China to pray for all the dead Chinese in history. Something like that. They wanted to pray for the dead Chinese, the Chinese that had died. You're supposed to pray for the dead.
That's dumb.
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that's what you do. That helps them. Not, it doesn't do anything. If you haven't made your peace with the Lord and repented, when you die, anybody praying for you ain't going to get you out of the place you're at. You need to take care of your repentance and serving Christ in this body before you die.
Amen.
And that's straight shooting there. So China wanted that, you know, trying to tell them, you know, I mean, how would they even know it? They forbid them to pray. They don't even want them to pray, don't want them to sing, don't want them to do anything. How are they going to know? What do they have to do? Sign a statement? Yes, I prayed for the dead Chinese. Well, there's a lot of dead Chinese, and it's up in the Communist Party. They're all dead. Well, no, they're walking around. No, you're dead in your sins. The scripture is quite clear. So I'd pray for all the dead in, the dead in their sins, which is all the Chinese. If you're not saved, truly born again, you're dead in your sins. So technically, you're dead. We can pray for you. You're in darkness, so we can pray for you. Yeah. So at any rate, in order to clamp down, here's another one coming out of International Christian Concern. Chinese authorities will pay tips to people who report illegal religious activities. It amounts to about $150 American.
That's a lot of money.
Well, you'd think
for
so.
Them.
Yeah, you'd think it is. You know, you could rack up quite a good bill if you could find enough Christians to rat on. You know, but a lot of those Chinese Christians over there have gotten pretty used to. I read some statements from them. I think it came out of China. A contact in China, he's been doing this for a long time, Bob Fu. And they were talking about that. About how the Christians are saying that, you know, wait a minute here, it's still not as bad as it was, a long time ago. We can still deal with this. It amazes me. Just like the Christians who want to stay in Afghanistan, and you need to pray for them, because they're willing to die for their faith there. Whatever happens, they're willing to be martyred for Christ. And it's just like in that first story we gave, you know, they talked about the martyrship. They talked about those who were martyred were in heaven, and they're right. They're in a good place now. You can't take anything away from Christians. The only thing you can do is make yourself feel better because you got rid of Christians. But when you die, you're going to spend an eternity wishing that you would have listened to them.
That's right.
And for America, you know, there's been a lot of godly men that have warned this nation to repent. So God has every reason to destroy this nation for its sins. Not because of slavery, not because of a bunch of punks on the street in Antifa and BLM say-so, not because of a bunch of liberal teachers who were so nuts they wouldn't know the truth if it bit them on the butt, but because of sin. And if you think your socialist activities, I heard and I put that on our chat today, and you got to listen to this. It has a guy that spoke out and a woman. And the woman originally came from Venezuela. And they were both upset about this Gabriel guy. I think that was his name. His last name was Gaip. And he's the teacher that had been teaching the kids communism. He's the one that had Mao
yeah.
on the wall, you yep. know? And they took on that school board, and they said, we want to know, why didn't you do something earlier? And the woman said, because he got caught. And and he said, yeah, because he got caught. You people should have done something a long time ago. Oh, man, they read him the riot.
Good for them.
And so did the woman. She says, I don't want this country to where I fled become another Venezuela. I don't want my kids to go through it. She was really adamant. She says, we tried to warn you before and you wouldn't listen. And see, this is the America. Now see, this is typical when you look at democracies. A lot of them fall away like that. And so, you know, they look over here at China and they think, oh man, we really like China. And I think, are you stupid? Now see, we got to get things straight. Now I like the culture. I like the people. You know, I like a lot of the things that they create. But their communism is going to send people to hell. It is not good. Socialism and communism, Marxist doctrine, religion is the opiate of the people. That includes Christianity, they say. They go against it and fight against it. Dear God in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the Chinese will turn around and turn in their fellow Chinese, well, there's so many Chinese over there. There's no love lost, I suppose. Well, in America, do you think you'd have Americans turn in other Americans in? Sure you would.
You bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Antifa and BLM and socialists and liberals would be clapping their hands. If you could round up every patriot and Christian in America today and burn them alive or shoot them or throw them in prison, these liberals, the way they act, I think that they would be glad that that happens.
Well, just dangle some money in front of their nose.
Yeah.
That's what they do to get you to do what they want. Oh, that money. Yeah.
But see, the thing of it is, you know, these people, you know, they don't even want to listen to you. You can't even have a civil conversation with them. And that's going to be the downfall of America. Nobody has a right to an opinion except the liberals and leftists. And that isn't good.
No, it's not.
So at any rate, you know, so we have all the people burned in Nigeria. We have Turkey now and China both showing an interest in Afghanistan and being in a place. Now that's close to Russia now. And I don't think Russia is going to like China being so close, especially getting an air base where they can put all their stuff. That isn't good. And then you have
Doesn't Russia and China have a non-aggression pact with each other?
We've said that for years, you know. But, you know, speaking of non-aggression pacts, for the first time ever, and I forgot to mention this, Israel and the United States did military maneuvers together.
When was that?
Well, within the last month, I think it was. I seen the story a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I don't remember them ever having that before. They said it was first of a kind.
That's interesting.
You know, if you know, America has to stand with Israel. And we have to get rid of the abortion. You have to stop murdering your babies. But see, you know, you've got a bunch of Satanists. This isn't the first time. They came out, I don't know, a number of years ago and said the same thing. They use abortion to sacrifice to Satan. Well, that's no stretch. The Bible's full of that. We know what they do with it. We know, you know, what the children of Israel eventually did with it. You know, for the children of Israel being a bunch of Jews that should have known better, they actually got into sacrificing their children to Baal. And America is sacrificing their children to Baal, too, and that's through abortion. And it's also utilizing the blood of innocent, an innocent life, and that is the most prized blood by Satan there is anywhere in this universe before God. If he can get people to kill these innocent babies, then he's got a power over them, and he's got a power. And that power is because of the innocence and because of the shedding of their blood. It brings a curse. And how many have we killed so far? 60 million babies?
I don't know. It's astronomical.
Yeah. Think of all the blood that is. And so, you know, Texas gets this law. Well, we've saved a few anyway. And
I hope
they can continue it because, frankly, there's been more than one president that says abortion needs to be handled on the state level. So if you have a state that wants to do it, I can tell you we got trouble if Wyoming or Montana or some of these conservative states decide to continue with abortion. That's not a good thing. So, you know, right now we do it because it's kind of the law of the land, but boy, I'll tell you, with Texas, if they can get this through to where they can't repeal it, then this will be one of the biggest wins in the abortion fight since abortion became law.
And I think Florida, I know Florida talked about changing their laws to get abortion stopped in that state.
And you see, the thing of it is, all these young women, hands off my body, my choice. Well, I got news for you, female. That body you got there, God created it. God put it together and he put you as the spirit inside of it. The baby, you did not make the baby. You did not make the egg. You didn't create the process. You had the egg that was created by God. It was put in females. And the sperm came from a donor, a male, unless they in vitro, but it still came from a male. Man and his science haven't figured out how to make the egg, and they haven't figured out how to make the sperm. And that baby in your womb belongs to God and nobody else. When you murder that baby, you're murdering God every time you do it, because that's an innocent life, and he takes exception to that.
That's right.
So that, you know, you put a curse on both yourself and this country when you do that. Now, you can be forgiven for it, but make no mistake, that's innocent blood you're utilizing. And you have the mistaken idea that it's your body, your choice, and your right to kill something. You don't have a right to take another life. But see, because we have made the laws, and we've made the law to where you can, you think it's all right. Well, what's okay by man is not okayed by God, and that's who you're going to have to face. So you do this at your own risk.
Yeah, it's perilous.
Meanwhile, I condemn abortions in all its form, and the women need to repent of it, and they need to stop it. I mean, some of these women don't even look like women anymore. And then, of course, the same women that want to abort babies somehow feel that males can have babies. I mean, we are so screwed up in this nation today, and that's because of sin. It's because of failure to repent. It's because there's been generations of children that we did not reach with the gospel. So, are you ready for yours?
Yes. Okay. This is this story comes from to us from International Christian Concern out of Uganda. It's a drug lord redeemed. And his name is Andrew, and he's from Uganda. And he put down his testimony in writing so that it could transform someone somewhere in the world. He's 27 years old, and he was a drug addict for 10 years before finding Christ. And it started when he was in high school. It seemed the only way to be able to fit in and avoid being bullied. And eventually he befriended an older student who initiated him into the group. Eventually, Andrew became a powerful drug dealer in the area, known as the chairman, and he recruited many young boys and girls to use the substance he supplied. His parents lost trust in him. He lost his decent manners, and he changed to an unpleasant person. In school, he would lead riots, cheat on exams, and disrespect teachers. The list is endless, he said. And because he lost his scholarship, he was expelled from school. He left home and became more heavily involved in crime. And, excuse me, he was a police target, an enemy of other drug lords. He was walking in the shadows among the exiled to avoid being incarcerated. And he became skinny from using the drugs. His outward appearance took a dramatic downward spiral. He became skinny, his face gloomy, his teeth began to rot, and his eyes were red. And he wrote that the constant stimulation of his central nervous system affected his brain processes, slowing his ability to comprehend information, as well as creating memory loss and stress disorders. He also suffered from numerous heart attacks and strokes. And he says, the Bible states that he knew you before, while you were still in your mother's womb, adding that despite how much of a sinner and criminal he was, the Lord never gave up on him. And Andrew began having powerful, terrifying dreams night after night, and the only name he could call out to was Jesus Christ. And he would call loudly for him, and he was terrified and crying and seeing himself perishing. And while his dreams convicted him, he still wasn't sure what to do, so he decided to become a Muslim. And he changed his name to Muhammad, and he still couldn't get peace of mind and continued selling drugs and ignoring God's signs for him. Finally, in 2017, a pastor came to the slums where Andrew was working, and the pastor Andrew had his gang chase the pastor out of there. But the pastor kept coming back, and finally he went to see the pastor at night under the disguise of night. And he went to church on Sunday and decided to follow Christ. He confessed Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And from that moment on, he never went back to his old life. And now he's a designated full-time worship leader. His gift is singing. And he works in the ghettos now where he used to sell drugs, evangelizing and singing. And he says he'll never stop telling his testimony in hopes that it will be able to help all addicts. And it's a very dangerous road ahead. He's received threats from gang members who believe that he's now working for the police. He survived many attacks. And one day going home from church, he was beaten brutally by men pretending to be security personnel. And he was saved by a passerby. And now his dream is to preach the word both through word of mouth and through music. And he says, I'm blessed to have this life. It feels good to have a position of serving the Lord rather than serving as a drug lord. Amen. That's a good testimony.
It
Thank
is.
You, Lord.
And you notice when that power hits, they turn immediately.
Yes. Thank God.
And, yeah, those are dynamite stories. And that's why, you know, God knows how to break through that shell that people put up. Because he knows what they're suffering from.
Yes, he does.
And so that's all there is to it. We praise the Lord for that.
Yes, amen.
Coming
Thank
out
you,
of
Lord.
Christian Newswire is a story from... Well, it's about Matt Staver of Liberty Council dealing with all the forced shots and COVID. And, of course, you know, you have the Moderna, you have the Pfizer shot. I don't know how many others they've got out there. And Matthew Staver of the Liberty Council says that injections of experimental COVID vaccines have proven to be unsafe and ineffective. And he says it caused people to make challenging choices about their freedom and livelihoods. And see, they take requests, and they've been inundated with requests for legal help against the mandates because people don't want to be told.
That's right.
And he says, bluntly, says, we've never seen anything like this in the 30-plus years of our ministry, he said. The phones are constantly ringing off the hook. We're constantly getting emails. Now, the CDC, and not too long ago, we've seen some other updates from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. But according to the system, when this article was put together, there was more than 13,000 vaccine-related deaths reported in the United States through August 13th. 13,000. Now, I've heard higher numbers than that. A lot higher. But this is the way they say that it was when they looked on the database.
Huh.
And it says there was an additional 13,000 life-threatening conditions caused, more than 54,000 hospitalizations attributed to the vaccine. There were 1,600 miscarriages, 5,900 heart attacks, 25,000 severe allergic reactions. Staver said, we've had more deaths in 7 months from these three shots, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. That's what I was thinking. Than the entire 31 prior years of theirs. And we knew that. You know, that's been in the news. That's not new news, but he's just repeating that.
Right.
So whenever you're wondering, and there's a lot of people that go ahead and get it, but, you know, the bottom line of it is these things are not safe. And, of course, there's a lot of other reasons, because when you take a COVID shot, the COVID shot itself or masks are not treatment.
They or do, prevention.
Yeah, they... The bottom line of it is, if you had the COVID-19 shot, it doesn't do anything to stop Delta. And if you take the Delta shot, it won't do anything to stop the new... What is it? The Mu one? There's
the
a new,
Wu?
The Wu. Wu. Yeah, the Wu. Wu virus. Wu. But... you know, the thing of it is that this is not funny. If you look over at what's happening in Australia, New Zealand, you know, they're having complete a lockdown, communist style. They have no choice. I seen one of the one of the people in charge over there in Australia who is going further, saying that they're going to take it further than what they're doing it already. They're going to get this thing so locked down that you're not going to be able to do anything.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Australia is going through. I mean, they've got nightmare people in charge there. And if you allow the socialists in America to take over, you're going to have the same thing here.
Yes, sirree.
Absolutely. And another thing, now see, we talked about Turkey and China getting involved in the region in Afghanistan. And there's a few other points here. Number one, Taliban being friends with China. China ended up with the minerals. Turkey, of course, now is interested in Afghanistan, which we talked about. The Taliban wants Turkey's help. Why? To help them with aid. And there's a lot of small Islamic groups in Afghanistan and Pakistan, so many people believe it's going to be a safe zone for all these radical Muslims. And, of course, at the same time, because of the way Biden left Afghanistan, they see the demise of America. And that's actually been said, and I forgot who said it, but it was a major player on the international scene in one of the nations that said, for all intents and purposes, that signals the demise of America.
That's sad.
And then, of course, you've got Iran. And Joe Biden wants to make friends with Iran. Iran is waiting, you know, they're waiting to bring in the Mahdi. All these Muslims are waiting to bring in the Mahdi. And when they see what's happening, all they can see is the Mahdi. You're going to have global warfare. You wonder why they fight for 100 years? It's because 100 years is the beginning for them. They raise their kids to be jihadists. They'll raise your kids to be jihadists. What do we do as Christians? We let them get caught up in the world and everything else and begin smoking dope or whatever they want to do, and they end up being pagans. And then before you know it, they wander off and become something else. You know, in America, we've lost generations of Americans to the American ideal. We've lost this country to the American ideal. And they were bragging all over the place that Georgia finally took down Robert E. Lee's statue.
Oh.
And you know,
destroying our history.
See, the thing of it is that's history, and the governor there don't have sense enough to know that, but that history is important.
That's
it,
right.
Tells you what our history was, and taking it away doesn't change the history. You need to remember the things we learned. You learn from things. Yeah, well, but you can't tell anybody that. They're just, people are just persistent in being knuckleheads. You know, they won't listen. It's just like Biden's group of dipwits he has up there with him. You know, they don't listen. They come on out. You know, when you have someone in charge of the State Department, you want authority. You want someone that knows what they're doing. What are you going to do? Well, you know, they're in charge. I can't do nothing. I'm over here. You know, I'm just new to this, and I happen to be a socialist, and I like Bernie, but I can't, you know, you don't get nothing out of them. Just a bunch of gobbledygooks sitting on their butts. You know, we've got Americans over there. We had soldiers that died because of the sloppiness of Biden. And yet, you know, Pelosi came out today and was gushing all over Biden. He did such a good job with Afghanistan.
Well, you know, I just have to bring this up. I seen a story yesterday in the news that Biden was touring the storm-ravaged New York, and people were protesting him for what he did in Afghanistan. And he said, oh, they just don't understand. They're protesting the climate change, and they don't understand what's going on. He clearly does not understand what's going on. And then Schumer introduced him as the man to lead us out of darkness. Well, if he's going to lead anybody, you know, like you said, you have to have light to lead him out of darkness. And that man has no light in his heart, in his soul, in his is brain. There is not a light going on there.
And we mean the light of truth and the light of righteousness. Nothing. Well, you know, today, what was it today? A thing came out. I didn't check the links on this, but it was on social media. They were talking about the people that monitor Biden. They're trying to shut his mic off to keep him from talking.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Because he gets in trouble. Well, see, I think it was yesterday that he was talking about all the things he was going to do, and he was going to get it done by 2020.
He's going to have to work fast to do that.
So, you know, I mean, nobody pays attention to the clues. You know, but see, they get to do what they want to do. If you've got somebody that's faulty in the brain, you know, like Biden apparently is, and he gets by, but, you know, the Alzheimer's Association came out. This is what it said. They said, if you got someone with Alzheimer's and they're upset, give them ice cream. For some reason, Alzheimer's patients love ice cream, and it calms them down.
Isn't that amazing?
But see,
all he thinks about.
Well, it has a lot of sugar, and it gets a sugar rush. But as soon as the sugar's done with, they're back to their, matter of fact, they're worse. So, no, ice cream with a lot of high sugar content, no, that's not the answer. Now, if you make some of the ice cream I make, which wouldn't do that, then you'd be better off. So
yeah.
Anyway, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
This comes to us from christiannews.net. It's India's persecuted believers. More from India. This is in Hyderabad, and Morning Star News reported it. This happened in July on the 12th. There was an attack on a pastor's wife and the church, and about 15 men vandalized the security camera, destroyed the church gate and other property, causing damages of about 30,000 rupees, which is $404 in U.S. currency. They were very brutal. And this pastor's wife was beaten severely. She's still bedridden because of it. She's had two surgeries on her left leg, and it's been infected, and she's not able to get up and help around the house. And also a 19-year-old man was injured. He had a head wound. He received 18 stitches. And they had to insert rods into the pastor's wife's leg. And they had no money, so they had to rely on contributions from Christians to pay for the operation. And since that threat to their lives, they've had to move to another area. It's about 15 miles away. And the pastor and the children have been taking care of her. She's in a lot of pain and not able to move much. And the children have been cooking and doing all the chores by themselves. And she said now she can move a bit. She said, if I can move a bit, it will be a respite for us. I can at least do some of the things by myself and not be a burdensome to them while they have their studies going on. And of course they couldn't get the police to file a first incident report until they got an attorney involved. And then of course right away they filed the report, but I don't think anything's been done. And then since then the police then registered a case against them falsely, alleging that the sons and the pastor had attacked the neighbor. Now their attorney is dealing with that to get those charges removed. It's just a mess over there. And India ranks 10th on Christian support organization Open Doors watch list of the countries where it's most difficult to be a Christian.
Well, you know, did you say 10th?
Yes.
Well, Iran is number 8.
Well, they used, in 2013, and I've reported this before, that India was 31st in 2013, but its position worsened after Modi came to power.
Well, it did, and we've talked about that.
We have.
But with Iran...
Yeah, they're 8. I can't believe they're only 8.
Well, you know, they actually had a new law. They amended an article, what they call 500 law. And they put in vague terms. Now, we know what politicians like vague terms for, because they can get away with murder.
Right.
And so they prohibited psychological manipulation, mind control, sex, and that's not S-E-X, that's S-E-C-T, a sect.
Oh, okay.
And the real or virtual sphere. Now, these are all vague terms. In other words, online or in person. To stop them from meeting online, to getting in social media online, to get them from doing anything online. Well, what they've been doing then, for instance, in November of 2020, they went in and they were... going into, of course, they know who is a suspected Christian.
Right.
They already know that in advance because they're all forced to, you know, give it up and tell them, you know. So they force themselves in if they suspect it. They break into their homes, you know, knock and come in. And they look for Bibles, Christian literature, phones, laptops, anything. They take everything they can find. And then they get them to come in, and they tell them they have to stop meeting, and because they're breaking these laws, psychological manipulation, mind control, and sex, and you know, and online and anything. So, so this is just a law that they passed, and see, so
crazy.
Now we're in 2021, and it continues, and. And there was 3 men that wound up with long prison sentences. And they wound up being charged in May of 2021. This is, what, almost a year from the original. Because
yeah.
The original was in November of 2020 when they were starting it. They passed a law, the 500 adaption, before that. So then this... last incident, well, it was about that last incident when these 3 guys were caught. They refused to sign the papers, which is okay. And so they were forced to pay $12,000 each. Can you believe
wow.
this?
Wow. That's 12, a lot of money.
Yeah, well, they don't have it.
No.
And they were to report weekly to the intelligence branch. And they recently stood before an Islamic court, and they weren't allowed to have a lawyer. There are no equal rights in these. And the reason most of the time is because, like in China, they'll throw the lawyers in jail too.
Right, or kill them.
And so they got a 5-year prison sentence under this new law.
Wow.
And it's all ambiguous. There's no proof. They had no representation, no nothing. And, you know, but yet in Iran, there has been a lot of Muslims coming to the Lord for some time now. And so this is the battle we have worldwide. And so if Christians in America suddenly get weak-kneed and soft soap, you know, you're not going to save anybody, but believe you me, God has the ability to reach through the crowds and through the laws and save people.
That's right.
Look what he did with the Apostle Paul. One of the biggest examples we have. He was one of the greatest persecutors of the church at the time when he got saved. He had direct access to the high priest. He was given consent to go to Damascus and raise the church there. But on the way there, the Lord knocked him off his high horse and got him saved. He was blinded too, and that's another thing. You know, see, I was blind and I could not see. In this case, Paul was, he could see, but he saw wrong. He became blind and he was able to see the truth. And so there's a lot of truth that God uses. You know, in order to get you to see, I took away your sight. In order to get you to see, I, you know, this is the way God works. And then he restored the sight. And so it's an amazing thing. So that's Iran. We're coming down here. And, you know, there's just so much blatant hatred of Christians today. And I really think that that is really par for the time we live in.
It is.
And I look at America and I see where they're going with socialism. I see the division. I see the hatred. And you know the man that's running against Newsom in California?
Eller. His name is Eller, I believe. I don't know his first name.
And he's a black guy.
Right.
Well-spoken, nice guy, but he's conservative. And him and his party were somewhere in Los Angeles, and they had some socialist left-wing Antifa types that attacked him.
Good grief.
Yeah, and it got physical. And so this is in California, and they don't do anything with it. See, that's the thing. The cops don't do anything. And right now, you over in Seattle over there, Portland, one of them, they're totally doing away with all their police. And matter of fact, in Florida, they're hiring police. So there's a lot of them, you know, they're calling for some of these guys to leave there and come down to a state that'll appreciate them.
Yeah.
So this is stupid. This is some of the most idiotic. And I can tell you why they want to do that. Because in Islam, they have a special kind of police. And they're not like the police we have. And when you're talking socialists that want to do their own thing, believe me, there's nothing fair. You don't want these dipwits to be in charge of keeping the peace on the street. These people are wicked, they're blinded, and in their ignorance, they're going to find their own death. I mean, that's literally, people are blinded. And that's why when you refuse to repent, God says, I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you. Paul takes that, and in 2 Thessalonians 2, says, because people reject the love of the truth, he will send them a delusion so they'll believe a lie. And they'll be condemned. They will go to hell. And that's the penalty, because they rejected the love of the truth. And I can see America right there.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad. And I can see the nations right there, too. It's not just America. America's getting caught up in the end of days. And it's time to make a decision for Christ. Don't put it off. Because we've got some major stuff coming. And we're going to have to be getting out of here.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody, whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. We always pray the best for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And may he bless you for all you do for him. Please pray for your brethren as we pray for you and pray for us. And we thank you. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows. Be sure to check the shows. Give us a good comment and a thumbs up. And we'll see you next time. Shalom. This is The Watchman.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.